opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You see, my mission today is clear. To wake the dead. So let freedom's song rage. You're not abandoned. You're not alone. Last day warriors, arise from yesterday's ash and raise your fist with us. We are the army. Charging upon the land. Defeat is no longer an option. It is victory. We stand.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. It's another beautiful Sunday in Northern California.
It is. It's a mushroom kind of day. You get all this rain and then a couple of days of sun, and it's good mushrooming out there if that's your thing.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's a beautiful day. Gorgeous. Clear skies. Watching the
nice
fog roll
cool.
up and off
yeah.
the river. Always kind of enjoy doing that.
We have a river.
We do. Because
it's been raining. Yeah, we lost 40 feet of fence.
Did you really?
We did. It was fence that was falling over already. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the first night we lost about 20 feet. And I look out, I'm like, oh, we're going to lose more than that. And then the next night, another 20 feet. But it's next to a house that doesn't have any inhabitants at the moment.
The joys of home ownership.
Yeah. Yeah. But our yard just got twice as big, so I'm kind of like, you know, that's okay with me until somebody moves in and pays for half the fence.
Yeah, there you go. Well, the other homeowner should technically pay for the other half.
Or I know a bank owns it, so I'm like, are they going to do it? Because I'm pretty sure they have to have a fence there separating property.
I'm not sure.
In the city of Reading. I heard that they do.
You know, with the way that the mortgage securities are bundled and everything, can you even tell which bank owns it?
No.
Probably not.
No, but there are people who come out and do maintenance and stuff. So I'm like, well, maybe I'll
ask them who sends them their check.
Yeah.
You'll find out that way.
Yeah.
So, well, anyways.
Yes. Yeah. Random facts for the day. Yeah. You know, we like to keep things lively.
So what's going on in the state of Jefferson?
Tons of stuff. I actually have a lot of things to announce, and somebody already put something in the chat room saying, announce this, please. Mm-hmm. I haven't read it yet, so I don't know what it is. But
everybody's getting all excited and geared up for the spring offensive.
They are.
Mm-hmm.
They are. And there's a lot of opportunities this Christmas to actually get out in your Jefferson gear and stuff. One of them is here in Reading on December the 20th from 3 to 7. They're going to do at the Memorial Hall here on Yuba Street. If you are any type of first responder, law enforcement officer, fireman, if you're in the military, if you're a veteran of any of those services, they're going to be doing a Christmas feast from 3 to 7.
Nice.
So that's going on the 20th here in Reading. Come on out, show your support, and wear some Jefferson gear. See how people react to that.
Mm-hmm.
The Marine Corps is doing a Toys for Tots at Shasta Spine Specialist over at 153 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 300. If you drop off $20 in unwrapped toys between December 1 and 19, you can do it inside of their office. Existing patients who bring money in will receive a chiropractic adjustment, which is a $40 value. And new patients who bring in $20 of unwrapped toys will receive a free chiropractic adjustment with their exam.
Nice.
So that's an incentive to go in if you're a little out of shape during the holidays. And then today, actually, because today's 14th, isn't it?
Yes.
There
all
is.
All day.
It's the 14th all day today.
All day.
But today, there is going to be, what is it that Linda and Linda are doing?
Christmas for the Troops.
That's what it is. I'm like, oh, I'm blanking so bad. I forgot my paperwork. Christmas for the Troops today. Do you know where that is?
I do not.
So, if you are listening to this right now, Linda and Linda, or Terry and Sally, can you call in and let us know where Christmas for the Troops is going on?
I know that they're down loading trucks and putting together packages
yep.
and, you know, to send stuff to our troops overseas who won't be home for Christmas and are stuck in third world rat holes defending our freedom so that we can sit around with our family. So if you get a chance to get involved with that program, go down and help as soon as we get you the info. That would be a fantastic thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Other things going on. State of Jefferson, it is kind of quiet through the holidays. You know, we've had mm-hmm. the hangover from the election, and then everybody's kind of busy with the holidays. But there are extremely positive things going on. We're waiting for January, and, you know, it's kind of like the renewal of of everything that's going on. And we've got a lot that's pending, a lot that's waiting for January. And it's kind of like, okay, let's kick back and enjoy the holidays with our family, because I think next year's going to be even busier than this last year was.
Probably, yeah.
And I'm not even sure how we're going to pull that off.
There's not enough time in the day.
There's not enough time in the year.
But speaking of January, it looks like the state of Jefferson is looking to get a few charter buses to bus people down to Sacramento. I'm assuming it's for the 15th of January. I'm waiting for a reply right now. But they're looking at $25 a person, 47 people on each bus, leaving Red Bluff at 8 a.m., I'm assuming on the 15th, but they would need the money by the 31st to see how many buses that they need. So if you're interested in that, call in today at 605-4567. Visit us at jeffersondeclaration.net, at soj51.com, at theshastalantern.com. There's so many places you can go to let us know.
That information needs to be disseminated on the other media sources as well.
It does, yeah.
So first I've heard of it. So, that would be a... Oh, go ahead.
Give Bob. A shout out to Linda Kent and Rally Sally, who called in with the information.
Go, girls!
It's at 2290 Benton Drive at the Senior Center.
Awesome.
Oh, okay.
From 2 to 7 this afternoon.
2 to 7. Awesome. All right.
Okay. So they're just right down around the corner then.
So if you want to come help load boxes up, they would greatly appreciate that. If you can't load boxes, but you've got $15, take that on down there for them. That's so that they can ship the boxes to the troop, because they're $15 a box.
It is. And, you know, it's kind of hard to find people that are more deserving.
It is,
A little bit of Christmas cheer. I have one of my buddies that just got back from deployment in Afghanistan, and they have their own list of things that they'd like over there that may not necessarily be on the approved list of things that they're looking for. If anybody wants to send stuff to troops, get a hold of me through the Shasta Lantern, and... we've got a little alternative gift giving going on to our guys in Afghanistan. So,
and we do have another call number for that bus trip here on January the 15th for the Declaration Day down in SAC. You can call Patty at 833-0265. Again, that's 833-0265.
That'd be a good way to go, too. You don't have to worry about the gas or anything. You just sit on the bus. You
parking.
Have to mess with parking. That is a fantastic idea. And go down, have a good time. We had a lot of fun the last time we were down there. It was exciting. We expect it to be a lot bigger. And there's four more counties that are going into the record of California.
Yeah.
And going to be sitting there waiting for the new legislature when they go, oh, hey, what's our orders of business?
Jefferson.
And, well, you know, we're curious to see
how they're going to react to it.
Yeah, how they're going to react and exactly what this new legislature looks like, because we know one of the first order of businesses is Putz de Leon, the Whig. It wants to get rid of the government oversight or the legislative oversight committee.
What?
His first order of business is let's dispose of the watchdog. You know, the guys that watch over government agencies, you know, and keep government agencies in line, let's get rid of them. We don't really need them.
Well, you want to know the interesting on that? Is the American people are supposed to be the watchdog oversight.
That's true.
What are we doing? Sitting back watching TV with the ho-hos?
Well, not all of us, but...
Not all of us, truism. Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that are paying attention, and... I don't know, the attitude that I've seen over the last year out of elected officials is, yeah, so what? What are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You idiots are going to go and elect me anyways, so what do I care? I mean, we have so emboldened these people because we won't vote for anybody else. We won't find anybody
else
to run.
Nobody else is running. I mean, superintendent here of Shasta County of schools ran unopposed again. Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And
supervisors
really
too,
They've become emboldened to the point where, like, yeah, so what? I'm going to do what I want, and you morons are going to elect me anyways.
Yes.
And we got to change that. That's...
Well, you don't have a business, Robert. You know, if you had a business, then maybe city council would listen to you.
Well...
But you're just a person.
Well...
Speaking of, on Tuesday, it should be very lively here at Reading City Council.
Should be. So...
But...
Yeah, and there's another one. Missy MacArthur here in the city of Reading wants to get rid of the REU commission. You know, there's no need to watch REU or what they're doing or what they're up to. There's no need to have any oversight. And one of her arguments is, well, nobody shows up. Well, don't hold it on 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Why don't you actually hold it on a
random
time?
Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, why don't you actually hold it at a time when the public can attend? Yeah. You know, and...
Well, even then, all the members of that commission, they don't get paid for what they do.
No, it's volunteer work and they do good work.
And how many people show up to city council?
As many...
You know, I'm just saying, should we abolish city council? Because nobody shows up?
Well...
Statistically speaking?
Yeah. I like that idea. All right, everybody stop showing up to city council.
So we can abolish city council. Hey, I brain fart real well.
We don't need city council anyways. Starman's running the city.
That's true. All you need is staff.
Yeah, you just need staff. we don't need the mayor and her knitting just smiling and nodding.
Knitting.
You know.
I'm pretty sure she knits pretty well. She seems like a really good knitter.
Maybe.
I think so.
She might be.
She just has one of those really sweet grandma faces.
Yeah, I don't know.
I think she
But I mean, the point is, what is with all of these elected officials wanting to get rid of the watchdog agencies? You know, why is the first order of business in California going to be to eliminate the watchdog organization? That doesn't strike anybody as funny or strange or, you know, out of all of the places in California that we can eliminate government overspenditure and waste, we go after the guys that are watching the door. It doesn't make any sense. You know, maybe they don't want...
Or does it?
Maybe they don't want people to find things, you know, like the fact that registered sex offenders were doing drug rehab programs for underage teenagers. Maybe they don't want those kind of things exposed.
Geez.
You know, this is the kind of work that this agency does and finds these things and goes, hey, what are you doing? And they want to get rid of them.
Yeah.
You know, maybe they don't want to find out things like the high-speed rail. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know that they're moving ahead with the high-speed rail, despite the fact that nobody wants the high-speed rail. Nobody wants to pay for the high-speed rail. They have just completed the bids for the first round of contracts. You want to guess who won the first round of contracts?
You have to tell me.
Well, it would be the husband of one Senator Dianne Feinstein and his company.
Oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah, is going to be building stage one of the high-speed rail to nowhere. Now you want to know why Jerry Brown wants to spend $4.5 billion on nothing? Because that $4.5 billion is going into someone's pocket. And I just... But again, we'll turn around and vote for these people. You know, so...
He's choking on his coffee over there, in case you're wondering.
It is. And it just... What's worse? I mean, honestly, what's worse? These crooked politicians who...
Yeah.
Are not even smart enough to hide it, are emboldened to the point that they don't even try to hide the fact that they're corrupt or ripping us off,
yep.
Or us, the idiots who continue to put them in office. Who's worse? I think we are.
Yeah, because we don't learn from our mistakes.
I think we should all put ourselves in the closet and beat ourselves with a belt until we figure it out.
Or a box of shame, like in Despicable Me. I have watched that movie every day this last week, okay? So.
I like that, the box of shame. We could all stand on a street corner with a little shoebox with a picture of Pelosi and Jerry Brown and everything. Go, oh.
This is our box of shame.
This is my box of shame. This is what I deserve.
Oh, my goodness.
This corner is too good for me.
Oh, my goodness.
We better go to
work. We do. We need to roll on to a break. Before we go, though, I'm going to continue announcing throughout the show today that Mark Baird will be speaking tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview here in Reading. And he'll be talking about all things Jefferson. So if you have any questions for him, any comments, if you just want to come and be informed, show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's always lively. It's always fun. And we have moments of happiness.
Where
we shake people's hands and we're pleasant to each other.
And joy.
Joy. It's Christmas, guys. You have to come now. So if you want to know more information about that, you can call in at 605-4567. Or you can visit us online in our super lively chat room at kcnr1460.com. I'm Kayla, and they call me the Mouse.
And I'm Red. They call me the Bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
Catch us here every Sunday morning from 8 to 9.
On KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame. I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
Dandelion Gift and Apparel is a unique boutique in the very heart of downtown Reading. It's on Market Street, just down the block from Kobe's Steakhouse. When you step into Dandelion, you have your own personal shopper. At Dandelion, they deliver that personal touch just to help you find the right item. Dandelion is open 10 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 5 on Saturday. So head downtown for stylish clothing, gifts, and accessories you just won't find at the mall. Dandelion. Yeah, that's it. Dandelion.
Bingo's card giveaway. Sunday, December 28th. 12 regular games pay $1,000. Plus, be the first to cover all and win a 2015 Nissan Versa. Each free on special is only $5. Yes, you can win a brand new car. Free sales available. Machines only, hands-free. Win $500 in our Winter's Warmers drawing. Plus special drawings throughout the day. Slay away in a Nissan Versa. We are a 100% non-smoking casino. For details, log on to WinRiver.com. Play Bingo. December 28th. Win a car. Bingo is better on the river.
No matter what you are craving, you are certain to find it at Wind River Resort and Casino. We invite you to a dining atmosphere all its own, offering three eateries with new menu options, creating the perfect reason to dine out. Come hungry, relax, and enjoy Elements, Rituals, or Creekside Pub and Grill for a delicious, diverse dining experience. Wind River Resort and Casino is proud to provide premier gaming, entertainment, and hospitality with the highest level of service for our guests. We are a 100% smoke-free casino. Log on to WindRiver.com. Dining is better on the river.
Jones's Fort, Redding's full-line gun shop, offers the largest selection of guns and gun accessories in the North State. We are Redding's full-line gun shop. Since 1969, we have been serving the Redding area. We at Jones's Fort take pride in being able to offer you sound advice on all your gun questions. You'll always find a good selection of new and used guns at Jones's Fort. We'll help you find the gun that is perfect for you. Have a gun you no longer need? Bring it to us. We buy, trade, and consign. Informal appraisals are given free at no charge. No gun shop is complete without expert gunsmiths. We have four full-time gunsmiths who can service all types of firearms. In our full machine shop, we can enhance the performance of your favorite gun or build you a custom gun to meet your needs. Marshal Dave Jones II heads up our Firearm Institute, where we do California concealed weapon classes, Utah classes, and hunter education classes. Come see us at Jones's Fort.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be three or four or five trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSync. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where everything is always lively and fun.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't actually want to rule the world. I just don't want to have to listen to the people that think they should.
That's a good phrase. I really like
that. That's all I ask. Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. You leave me alone.
You know, that's really the quintessential Northern Californian and Jeffersonian. Yeah. Just leave me alone. Stop helping me. Okay.
But maybe that's a good motto. You know, I was thinking, State of Jefferson, I told you so. But, you know, maybe that's better. State of Jefferson, leave me alone.
Yeah. Well, it's seriously like having a two-year-old fold your laundry.
Yeah.
That's what it's like when California comes in. I'm going to help you. Oh, yeah. Please, please, please don't. Yeah. Just don't.
Well, it was Reagan who said, what is it, the 8 most terrifying words in the world? Or I'm from the government.
And I'm here to help you. Oh, Reagan. He made it to the show today.
Yeah. Well, we have Charles on the phone this morning.
Good morning, Charles. How are you doing today?
Well, you got it right when you were talking about Missy MacArthur wanting to, you know, Tsarina Missy, Tsarina,
yeah,
wanting to move everything behind closed doors and only hold ratification votes and go back to the days when there was no political opposition whatsoever, because that's not possible.
I actually call her Missy MacArthur, the Mistress of Silence.
Well, if you're going to call her the Mistress of Silence, shouldn't there be the sound effect of a cracking whip?
That's terrifying, because it just brings up images of leather and things I don't want to think about in regards to her.
But, yeah, I mean...
No.
She wants to She wants to move the public comment to the back of the bus.
Well, they already did that.
Yeah, the back of the bus. What kind of images does that bring up?
Yeah.
They
wants to get rid of the REU commission.
Mm-hmm.
And the strategic plan, of course, was discussed last Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, a lot of people on our side were kind of doing the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Asleep.
Yeah. Sleep at the wheel.
Yes, because there was only one person who from the audience that spoke, and unfortunately, that makes it a lot harder to resist things like the imposition of smart meters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Now that, you know, Tippin wants to, you know, talking now about, you know, about having this technology roadmap, yet another delay tactic. Where he wants to...
And that would be Baron Tippin, the head of the REU.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't he
and
also
of course,
a
if this so-called roadmap is... I mean, that's going to be
also
considered
the,
whether the commission is eliminated, so we won't know anything until it goes to an up or down vote.
Well, that's the thing. The thing that really bothers me about the REU commission is that in talking to members who are on it, they haven't given a presentation to City Council in like 8 years.
Yeah.
So they're ignored anyway. I mean, I'm not downgrading what they do, but
City
they're
Council
not getting the information
no
out because City Council doesn't listen to them. And it's like, hello, guys.
Well, you know, the new City Council, you know that Barry Tippin's son is actually the number 2 guy over at Weaver Lumber.
Is he really?
So I'm sure that...
That's not in
you know, council...
All.
Oh, they are. They're just one great big ancestral ball of lovable little kittens. The further you dig, the more they're connected.
Kittens are so fluffy.
Remember Weaver's statement from, I think, a July Free Fire radio interview? When I think it was a July interview. May have been June or...
The FCC made me do it?
Where he was asked about smart meters, and he gave his infamous, we should not fear technology comment.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Well... We have to stand and fight this crap, because if we don't, it's going to, by the time anybody stands up to speak up, the microphone will be turned off.
Yeah.
As per Missy's request.
Well, that's another thing that kind of bothers me, is there was earlier this year some talk about possibly saying what's going to be on the agenda in the next several weeks and months for the city council meetings and whatnot. And yet, that was never implemented because they don't want people coming and talking to them about it.
No, they don't.
So, you know, when you talk about free speech and access to your elected officials, I kind of question whether you really actually have that here in the city of Reading. Even if public comments at the beginning, if you don't know what's going to be talked about next week or the week after, how are you going to talk about it?
Well, I mean, these are the kind of problems that are really endemic all over the state. you know, this it's behavior like this that is one of the major driving forces behind the State of Jefferson movement.
Yeah.
Is we're fed up with this stuff, but we cannot really affect proper change until we can wake ourselves up. Mm-hmm. And it just, we have the power to fix this and fix the people that are in charge, and we fail to exercise that power, and then we sit around and we gripe and we groan and we complain and moan and, yeah, you know, run around screaming that the sky's falling for the next 2 years. And the whole time we don't lay any sort of groundwork, we don't do any kind of effort until the last minute to try and change it.
Yeah. The people only care during
elections.
People of us
are trying to do that are, you know, we need a few extra hands at the plow here.
Yeah. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. So,
yeah,
and
we feel
that's
it, yeah,
a lot of, you know, a lot of the problem, and effective use of time and resources. Mm-hmm. And I am so sick and tired and fed up of just hearing about how bad it is. I want to start doing something to actually change it. You know, I'm to the point that if I've got to listen to how bad it is one more time without a solution or somebody chipping in to do it, I'm going to puke.
Well, that's the key, I think, is a lot of people, they have a lot of complaints about things that are going on, but you have to have some sort of solution. And it doesn't have to be a completely thought out with diagrams and charts solution. Just, this is how I would fix it. Is this plausible? Mm-hmm. Is this feasible? Can this happen? Do you have ideas?
Yeah, how would you do it better?
Exactly. And so we need more of that, too.
Or
and that's
if you're
why
really,
I like Jefferson so much.
Yeah, or if you're really that upset about it, there's a place for you. Somewhere, there's something that you can do. You can,
yes,
go door to door and knock. You can make phone calls. You can hand out literature. You can go and speak to businesses.
You can write.
And like Kayla said, that's what I love about the State of Jefferson, is it is filled with doers. It's not people that are just sitting around and bemoaning their station in life and going, oh, no, we're screwed. They're out actually doing and trying to change it.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about the movement, because I am so fed up with a bunch of Chicken Littles running around doing nothing.
Yeah.
I've had enough of it.
Yeah, I hear you. So.
Yeah, we need more people at the oars, because this canoe's not going a whole lot of anywhere without,
yeah,
more people rowing.
See, I'm to the point, why are we even rowing anymore? Let's pull the oars in and shoot the rapids. Let's go.
Yeah. But thanks for calling in, Charles. We actually...
Yes, from Christogium.
Yeah. Thanks for calling, Charles. We need to bounce off, because we're going to have another caller coming in, our guest speaker for today. We are going to be having a gentleman named Steve Baird call in today, and he, mm-hmm, is, can we call him the finance guy?
Yeah.
I mean, is that apt?
He is officially the finance guy.
So.
I'm just glad to know. Yeah. He is the finance guy. God bless you for doing it, Steve.
Yes. We didn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
Too many numbers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll go ahead and call him the finance guy. He is the one who's put together that State of Jefferson viability model that we talked about last week, the week before, and, mm-hmm, the week before that. I think we keep bringing it up. And
go,
I keep playing
go play
with
it.
Play
with the numbers.
Yes. And it's located on several websites, and he will call in very shortly.
And it has the proof and the data to back up everything that we say when we say that the State,
exactly,
of Jefferson can support itself.
And it's
and,
in
you
a
know,
beautiful spreadsheet, so you can see it for yourself. You can take counties out. You can put counties in. You can change the tax structure of Jefferson, which, mm-hmm, is so cool.
You know, and I think people are finally starting to figure it out, because we're hearing, mm-hmm, less and less of, oh, well, we can't afford to do that. We still get it sometimes,
yeah,
but not as prevalent as it used to be. And
we now hand tinfoil hats out to those people, though.
Yes, we do. We can't do it without California. Are you kidding me? We can't do it with California.
Here's your tinfoil hat and your bond, and here's this. And
yeah, your IOU.
Yeah, your IOU. So.
Yeah, IOU, one republic.
Okay. So.
Well, we better scoot to it so we can have Steve when he gets here.
Yeah, we're going to roll off to a break real fast. And when we come back, we're going to have Steve Baird. And you can definitely call in at 605-4567. He is the guy to talk to, okay? 605-4567.
Full of monkeys and my old age. Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
What's more important than family? At Karen Aventino Family Dentistry, quality dental work is our passion. We want your family to look and feel their best. A warm and friendly face, a welcoming atmosphere, and modern dental technology are what you'll notice at Karen Aventino Family Dentistry. We're located on Hartnell Avenue, next to Holiday Market. Call us at 222-6939. That's 222-6939. Karen Aventino Family Dentistry.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Totally picturing a cartoon just going down the sidewalk, bouncing. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind. We will be speaking to Steve Baird here in about 30 seconds, which is exciting. He helped to do the Jefferson State Viability Model, which we'll discuss. And I just found out that Karen Knorr also helped to create that viability model. So I want to give a shout out to her for all of her effort, because that's more numbers than I care to deal with in my entire lifetime.
She was very helpful with the educational model.
Yes, she was.
Things that she's dealt with before and was very clear in understanding that what the state of California tells you is there is not
really
necessarily there. Or what you're going to get is not actually what you're going to get.
Yes. It's usually that less, 17% for administrative fees?
Well, they actually had to have a private company that comes in and consults with school boards to teach them how to read the budgetary model.
That's
to understand
disgusting.
That what they actually get is nothing what it looks like California says they're going to give them.
Oh, good grief.
Yeah.
But with that, we'll go ahead and welcome Steve Baird. Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Very well. Thank you.
Excellent. We're kind of thinking maybe leave this a little bit up to you and pop in our questions wherever we have them.
Show me the money.
Yeah, show us the money. How does this work? I mean, how did you put this model together? Where is it located? Just everything finances.
Okay. broad range there.
It is.
First, I think And I talked this over with Red and Karen. Red's being very humble. He had a lot to do with setting this up.
I accept no responsibility.
Oh, very good. So now I know why. Anyway, the first model we produced, we kind of shredded the tax rates down to zero and see what that would look like. And Karen said, what about education? What about education? Mm-hmm. So we built a new model that used exactly how California taxes today. So when people go on to like JeffersonDeclaration.net/finances or SOJ51/finances, this is where they can get the model. And so we use the exact state of California tax rates. We use an average of like 8% for what we call state personal income taxes or SPIT. And then, the state's payroll tax rate averaging is about 8%. I know a lot of counties are at 7.5 and they haven't had some plus-ups. And then our basic fuel tax of 53 cents per gallon. So using that, so we were apples to apples with California, and then we started plugging in our numbers. We kept the Prop 13 property tax rate at 1%, fixed, mm-hmm. never to change. And so using all those numbers, we started building the model of receipts minus expenses minus K through 12, and that left what we call the residual or basically retained earnings, which the counties would use to finance the things that the state used to do. Because our model predicts that instead of having 570 some odd committees or departments within California, okay. we would have less than 50 in Jefferson.
I like
because
that number.
All the responsibility is pushed down to the counties themselves.
Okay.
So when people start getting into the worksheet, they look on the bottom there and go, oh, that's not a lot of money to run a state. Well, you look at what's left over for the counties, it's about $8 billion there, and the state's only run about $2.66 billion, mm-hmm. which means the counties are going to operate Jefferson, not the state. So the state will just do coordination-type things with the Fed, stuff like that, having some higher-level court things,
mm-hmm.
Everything that the courts do today when they have the Superior Court and all got molded up to California, pushed back down to the local level. So let us be a kind of a Superior Court-type deal there, so they'll get rid of a ton of agencies there. And
then, what you're talking about is basically eliminating a lot of the redundancies and triple redundancies mm-hmm. that the state and county agencies present.
Correct. And like you talk about, when you do the financial overviews at the town halls, that trading of money back and forth, there's always that piece that California retains, whether they're pushing or pulling,
mm-hmm.
they each take a chunk out each mm-hmm. time, which leaves counties with a lot less. So when we show the counties their numbers, even on property tax, they go, we don't get that amount. I said, yeah, that's right. You don't get that amount today because California's taking their share. Since you have the property values within your counties, you should retain that value. So 100% of all property taxes stays within the counties.
And so, one of the averages that we've found, too, is even after the state of California has taken their 14 to 40% to take the money mm-hmm. and their 14 to 40% to hand it back to the counties still only have an average of 16% of those funds that they have discretionary spending over. Everything else is told basically to them how they're going to spend their cash.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have situations like when they divested a bunch of the prisoners down to the county level. And they said, okay, you're going to have to take care of them now. I said, with what money? He said, oh, don't worry about that. The money you already have. I said, we don't already have any money. You're cutting it short already. So it's a lot of those programs that are actually drowning out the county. So they have no control because they have these mandated programs, and it's really hurting all the counties across the board.
So really and truly, with the model that you all have set up for the state of Jefferson, with the counties having the majority of the power in order to disseminate their funds, you will see a tick up in the programs that the counties are really allowed to use. You'll see more law enforcement. You'll see better education. Mm-hmm. You'll see all that because they're actually able to take care of themselves.
And it'll all be localized choice. So if a county, prefers the education system they have today, they can maintain that and retain it. But mm-hmm. if other counties want to go back to a little bit of old school, the three R's,
mm-hmm.
The way they were supposed to be, and even back into the 1950s when they had actually shooting clubs And it was actually a required course at some high schools. You know, if they want to go back to some old school education, we were on the top of the world instead of where we are today, they can go back to that. But it's localized choice.
Okay.
Yeah. And the financial model is kind of a bare bones look of where we would be just with tax revenues. That's not even factoring in the increase in revenues that we would see due to growth because of a business-friendly atmosphere. That's not taking into account PILT money that would flow once the timber revenues start to come back and the timber industry is back. And, you know, so that this is bare bones basement model, and we're still in the black, correct?
Correct. And you bring up a great point. We only used about 5 points of light on this, property tax, state personal income tax, the federal return on the dollar. I'll explain that a little bit more in a second.
Okay.
State sales tax and the gas tax. Those are the only 5 things we use. And you notice I didn't say anything about corporate income tax. This model uses none. We want to be the beautiful property, kind of like Texas. Okay, Texas is desert. We're going to be where people want to live and have a zero corporate tax rate.
Yeah.
So this will also boost, you know, the property values and eventually the property tax. I know a lot of businesses move to Jefferson, so it's a self-sustaining model. But these basic 5 tenets show you that we're profitable as is, and it doesn't count, you know, licensing fees, permitting fees, and stuff like that. All those things that counties have placed on, you know, to do operational, normal business for services people want. So if you want to build a house, if you need a permit, you go pull a permit. Your neighbors aren't going to pay for that. You're going to pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
So those type of things aren't in the model. So this is just a very bare bones, and it shows that we're financially liable right off the bat.
Okay.
Yeah. So I mean, we've got a cake, even not accounting the frosting.
Yeah.
Correct.
And you also have an apportionment of the debt involved in there, don't you?
Yeah. As a moral people, which we are, we sank the ship along with everybody else, so we have to take our portion as we're exiting. So the state recognizes about $340 billion in debt, and if all 20 counties come in, we'll have about 4.6% of the population. So we'd end up with about a $15.6 billion chunk of that debt, which we planned for, and we would end up paying about $520 million a year for 30 years to pay off our portion of the debt.
So pretty much it's a mortgage.
It's the mortgage that we all signed up for, even though, you know, it's our representation we don't have. We're a victim of it, and so we're going to pay it off.
But even
ours off.
Even absorbing that debt, putting ourselves on a 30-year plan to a zero deficit, we're still funded in the state of Jefferson, correct?
Still funded, right. That's
bare bones.
A $2.66 billion bare bone budget for the state. That's after making that payment. So we actually have $3.18 billion before that. But, you know, I did take out the payment. I'm not going to use that inflated number. This is after the payment.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's people need to go and look at this budget and understand it and understand how comprehensive this is. And understand that this is not pie in the sky. This is not a pipe dream. This is bare bones, worst case scenario. Guess what? The state of Jefferson can stand on its own 2 feet. Where can they find that model?
The shortest address to go to would be soj51.net/finances.
Okay. So if anybody wants to go there and play with this model. It's a fantastic thing. Look at some of the numbers yourselves. I challenge everybody to dig into things and look at the budget of CHP in the state of California. And this is nothing against CHP officers or anything like this. It's just facts. If you take the budget of CHP and you chop it up and eliminate CHP and give that money to, say, the county sheriff, that's an extra $32 million per county in the sheriff's coffers. Now, do you think your sheriff could do a little bit more with $32 million a year in the budget?
You know, I think we should talk to the Senko about that.
Yeah, do you think that they could absorb the duties of CHP for $32 million a year?
Oh, I absolutely think they can.
Well, not to be totally tongue-in-cheek, but Yeah, totally they could.
Yeah. I'm sorry. The question answers itself.
Yeah.
The retained earnings, that's where they get the money to bring on those CHP officers. And, if they think they're over or underdone as far as law enforcement, that's where they can make the adjustments.
Yeah.
But that money that was at the state level now gets funneled down to the local level.
For another $17 million a year into the budget, do you think the sheriff could absorb the duties of fish and game?
That one might be a little bit harder.
Sure.
But we'll talk about this in just a couple more minutes. We're getting flagged to run off to another commercial. So, Steve, can you hold on for a few minutes and then we'll have you back?
Okay.
Excellent. So if you guys have any questions for Steve, call in at 605-4567. He is the finance guy. This is your only chance. We'll see you in a few.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, where Robert and I are late on our break because we were talking about the $32 million for offices.
Yeah.
Fun never stops. It's always lively.
Yeah.
So we still have
And I wanted to bring up a point because, as Kayla was expressing, absorbing the fish and game duties is quite a bit. Get the California thinking out of your head and think of what fish and game regulations would look like in the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, he's letting me with the Jefferson stick.
Not what they look like in California now. I'm talking about an old school fish and game guy that drives around and goes, hey, why is that deer there? It's January. how many fish do you have? Okay, I'm going home now.
No, I have the reindeer stuck in my head.
Yeah. The reindeer that ran over grandma?
Yes.
That's why he's hanging there?
Vigilante justice.
Yeah. That's I used to have a buddy that crab fished and salmon was salmon fishermen, and it's illegal to deal with the sea lions, and sea lions are horrible thieves.
Yes.
That's like when they found a shotgun with double-aught buckshot on his boat. They said, well, what's that for? Pirates.
Pirates. Oh, my goodness. So,
anyways, good to stop digressing and getting back.
We got 5 minutes left. So, Steve, is there anything else that you want to impart to us today?
Just a little bit of our dealings with our supervisors.
Thank you.
We had a couple meetings with our supervisors in Placer County, which is, you know, we have 364,000 people, as Diana explained last week. So getting to them is an art form. But we did have the two supervisors come, and these two gentlemen, Supervisors Euler and Wygant, they both specialize in finance. So it was a great conversation. We had a back and forth when Kurt Euler was in the audience. Everybody goes, hey, what about this number? And I said, oh, yeah, you're right. I was using budget. You were using adopted and stuff like that. But he had these figures in his head, and we would go back and forth. We talked about CalPERS and that how we would be able to still contract out with them and not lose the benefits to everybody who was in a CalPERS and a CalTERS system, that we would actually, because of contract law and Article 1, Section 10, we wouldn't break that. We'd still be able to finance that until everybody had traded out of that system.
Although a federal judge that's dealing with the aftermath of Stockton Syndrome has declared that you can bankrupt out CalPERS or CalSTRS to pay creditors off when you go bankrupt from trying to pay your CalPERS, your CalSTRS. And as a municipality, you can declare bankruptcy specifically to bankrupt out those pension programs. Just want to throw that in there for any people that are counting on their retirement.
Yes, be afraid.
Yeah.
In California.
It is a gambit, and you know, they have to see if they would rather be in a defined benefit plan like CalPERS and CalSTRS or a defined contribution plan where the money is your own and it's self-directed.
Yeah.
I think that the Jefferson counties and the Jefferson state to go to a defined contribution plan. Once we push that money over the wall, it's yours to do with and invest as you like, and we don't have any dominion over it anymore. So your choices, and those could be your gains, and you would no longer lose that money.
I would invest in high-speed rail.
Your last name
Robert.
Is
Feinstein.
Yeah. What's the name of her husband's company? I'm investing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, we got to get wrapped up here, but I want to thank you very much, Steve.
Yes.
And, you know, how did it go in Placer? Did they grasp what you were explaining to them?
They did. And when we had that conversation with them, they said, okay, we're looking for the master white paper, which shows what is the definition of standing, how are the finances, and get a little bit more into the detail, not just this back and forth talk in 5 minutes. And then what's the process? Let us understand the process. And, you know, because they're looking at what's the risk to me, what's the reward to me.
Oh, you so Southern cousins, you always want a lawyer. Well, that's good, and I'm glad that they grasp what's going on. And, you know, we've kind of come to find out with these boards of supervisors, there's all kinds. You got ostriches that are going to stick their head in the sand and not pay attention no matter what. You got peacocks, and then you've got turkeys. And then you've got some pretty good people that understand and want it to be better for themselves and their children and their people. So, I want to thank you for all of the work that you do, Steve. You know, for those of us that know, you do a lot more than just the financial stuff and just the financial burden itself. Thank you for everything that you do. It's an amazing tool.
Yes.
Well, like I said, there were a number of us who worked on this and checked it and verified it so we could publish this thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're not taking any credit, Red, but you and Karen were very instrumental. I want to thank you both for your help.
And can we get the addresses of that viability model just one more time for everybody?
Sure. The shortest way to get there is soj51.net/finances.
Awesome.
Go look. Go play with it. Go see what it could be. And imagine starting your own small business with a zero corporate tax rate without the government on your neck.
Indeed.
All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. This is the Jefferson State of Mind. We look forward to seeing you guys next week. And go play with that viability model. It's actually fun. Okay.
Eliminate income tax. That's my favorite part.
See you guys next week.
Where I came from, I was born and raised in the boondocks. One thing I know, no matter where I
KCNR, Shasta Redding.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. debate about the CIA torture report this morning on the TV talk shows. Former Vice President Dick Cheney says no torture ever occurred.
There's this notion that somehow there's moral equivalence between what the terrorists did and what we do, and that's absolutely not true. We were very careful to stop short of torture. The Senate has seen fit to label their report torture, but we worked hard to stay short of that.
Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden disagrees. He says the report got it right.
The report does tell a important story. It tells it accurately.
Both men spoke to NBC TV's Meet the Press program. Uncle Sam has been given another 9 or 10 months of spending money. The Senate has passed the House bill, the massive government spending legislation, and averted a government shutdown.
The $1.1 trillion spending bill passed in the House earlier in the week, but it was not without controversy.